You went on, you earned your bachelor's degree at East Central University in Ada. You got your master's degree, PhD in education.
Right.
Became a professor of education, American folklife at the University of Tulsa. And you were head of the library science division. You're a fellow at the Smithsonian Institute. Yeah. This is all from somebody who is a late talker.
Yes. Which, you know, is sort of surprising. Phyllis and I became very much wrapped up in the Methodist Church. Not many know this, but I love going to church camp, Camp Egan, which is out of Tahlequah. My parents loved it because I was gone for 5 days. My brother was president of the district. I never got past recreation chairman. I taught folk dancing and you name it. I love church camp. But anyway, I had a girlfriend. I was a senior in high school, or fixing to start my senior year. She and I broke up one night, and I was sitting there late in this big open area, and the preacher was talking to young people and all, and I'm just sitting there feeling sorry for myself. And I thought I heard him say, "Those who want to rededicate their life, come on down." And I'd always skipped all of that. I was not considered to be a potential minister. And I get up and I walk down. No one else is walking. And I thought to myself, what in the hell have I done? And it was, "Those of you who want to be a minister, please come forward." Well, I was one that when they told me I couldn't do it, I always said, "By God, I'll show them I can do it." And they said, "Well, God, you can't." I said, "Yes." And eventually I became a licensed Methodist minister as a senior in high school. I remember my first sermon was in Stratford, Sunday morning. I'd gone down and gone through the test and was a licensed minister, which meant I couldn't do anything but talk. I went over to Stratford and I gave what I thought was a great talk. I'd worked hard. I was a senior in high school. And a man on the front row went sound asleep. When it was over, he was the first one who got up and said, "Young man, that's the greatest." And I thought, "You hypocrite." And so I kind of went into it with an element of hypocrisy. But anyway, I stayed with it. And then Phyllis and I met at a Methodist church camp, Mount Sequoia, in Fayetteville, Arkansas. I was still going to be a preacher and wound up back at East Central. And I shouldn't tell this, but in those days, once a week, each denomination in college gave a devotion, and it was my time, Methodist. So I gave this devotion I thought was great, and it was probably February of 53. About 4 days later, I get a letter from the local Church of Christ minister, handwritten, single space, 3 pages, telling me why I was going to hell if I didn't change religion. I kept that for years, but I think one of my sisters finally, throwing things away, threw it away. But
so you were going to hell because you were a Methodist or because of what you said in that devotional?
I don't remember. It's just that if I wanted to go to heaven, I ought to become a Church of Christ. I had all sorts of experiences. But in turn, that fall, Phyllis came to East Central. I was a sophomore. She was a freshman. We met again. Then we were married December 28th, 1953, 2 teenagers. I was 19, she was 18. We're still married.